And Sam Roberts is live in the studio with us right now. How are you?
I'm good, Mookie. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking the time. Who'd you bring with yourself today?
This is my Irish cohort, Mr. David Nugent. To my right.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
We're doing so good.
We've
been a champion of this record ever since it got floated our way. And literally, man, I could pick and choose any track off of this Low Fantasy record and play it on the air, and it would sound great. Hopefully you are very proud of it, because we dig on it.
Well, thank you. And don't hesitate to play whatever you choose.
To play
whatever,
more?
Whatever you want.
Looks like you guys are on the road. There's a big old tour bus parked across the street. And tonight you're playing San Diego at the Casbah. And then it looks like you're shooting up north, up the coast of California.
That's right.
And then all over the country. You just played South By, right?
We just came from a pretty epic stay in Austin. We played the usual sort of 6 shows in 3 days. It really is something you have to live through as a band from time to time, just to bring yourself back down to earth, and remind you what it's all about. No sound checks, just throw your gear up on stage and try to play the best show you can.
So you guys went to Austin to be a part of the music festival, and that's how you have to do it, I guess. You like to book as many shows as you can, right?
Yeah, you just have to make the most of the time. I eat barbecue 3 days in a row.
That sounds amazing.
I'm just coming off of that. You probably had to wait in line
like 5 hours.
It wasn't too bad. I found a spot that was never too busy, so I overindulged. So I'm just trying to cleanse my system over the last couple of days while we've been driving across the desert. So
right on. You've had success in the past, man, going back to, I guess, the whole Canada thing. It feels like you have a built-in audience from fans up there. Is that what you would say? Is that accurate?
I mean, it may feel more built-in than it ever has now, but certainly that wasn't the case when we got started. We worked for many years to try to stoke the fire up there, and we've been trying to keep it burning ever since, really. So it takes, you have to keep putting out good records. You can't just sort of sit back and rest on your laurels, and having done one good thing, expect that everything will just fall into place from that point on. So, yeah, we work hard as a band. We tour pretty much constantly, and we dig deeper and deeper to try to pull new songs out.
So how many releases do you figure that the public could get from Sam Roberts' band dating back to the early 2000s?
I think you could probably find 6 of our records out there fairly easily. So we'd love it if folks around here maybe dig back, if they dig the new record, dig back into the catalog. I'm so glad that we have a catalog now, that's one of my proudest things.
Right, like you look back, all of a sudden there's a tremendous body of work to look back on.
It makes, writing the set list every night a little bit of a challenge, but we definitely enjoy it.
And you're picking up new fans each and every day, each and every show that you play around the country, and I think it's awesome. But again, Low Fantasy is the new record, Sam Roberts from Sam Roberts Band here in the studio. On again, member-supported radio. This is the best job, man. I get to talk to independent artists left and right. Create content. I tell people there's only so much K-Rock or Clear Channel can do.
Sure.
And and that's why we're here. You said off the air you kind of been I don't know, not that it's a synth-based record, but you've been tinkering with some of those sounds as of late.
Yeah, I mean, we still consider ourselves very much a rock and roll band through and through. But I think the sonic palette that you draw on changes from over time or from one record to the next. So this one, definitely we were delving a little bit deeper into the synth world, trying to dredge up new sounds. And you find that thing, you find a keyboard that all of a sudden just changes the way you think or feel about a song, and you have to be sort of willing to follow it down whichever avenue, even if it's an unknown path, to go where it takes you.
Right.
And we did that on this record.
Did you link up with a new producer for this one? And who helped you produce this thing?
His name is Youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one word, one name, like a Brazilian soccer player, we say, Youth. And he's a British-based producer. Very, very energetic and interesting guy. And he really just came in and took over the show. So we held on for dear life, trying to follow his idea of where these songs should go from time to time. We had to dig in our heels if we felt strongly enough about how, we wanted to best represent the song or ourselves. And 12 days later, live off the floor, out came this record.
Amazing. It is so good. And again, I don't like, if it's a new artist that a lot of people haven't even heard of or whatever, and they just come out with a single, it's like, I really want some more of this artist, and I like LPs, I like full lengths. I'll take a record home and me and my girlfriend will make dinner and let the whole thing play. Your thing from front to back is awesome. Again, the record's called Low Fantasy. Is there a storyteller's type of moment with that?
With Low Fantasy itself, I think the album title came about after the fact, as it usually does when you're trying to reflect on what thread sort of draws a line between all of these songs. And to me, it really was breaking down the barriers between the real and the fantastic, or maybe just opening our eyes to a wider definition of you know, what life actually means, to include not necessarily the supernatural, but certainly a broader sense of what reality might be, rather than just, you know, waking up and reporting for duty at your job and
thinking outside the normal paradigm.
Thinking outside the box a little bit, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I feel you on that. What are some of the themes that you've been writing on with this new record? I guess along those lines, right?
Well, I think you know, Dave and I specifically have I have three kids, and Dave has two kids, and I think that really brought a pretty significant change to my outlook on songwriting, on life in general, thinking a lot more about the future, not just sort of the day-to-day or moment-to-moment, which I think you're allowed to, you know, have that luxury when you don't have kids, to sort of be completely wrapped up in your own mind and your own world. And now it's, you know, it's more about where we're headed. So focused a lot of the songs on that.
Fair enough. And you guys did bring a more or less stripped down version of what you're going to do tonight at the Casbah in San Diego. Just a couple of guitars here. And you guys agreed to play in our studio, and we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
You mind if I play a song off the record, and then we'll come back and talk more about stuff?
Go for it.
Like I said, man, I could literally choose any one of these, and it would sound great on the air, you know? So I guess I'm just going to pick track one, Shapeshifters.
All right.
All right. And again, this is new from Sam Roberts' band. More from our Pearl Street studios right after this.
Everybody was gone, you'll fight from home, you run your own. ego. You know all the people I know. We are all shapeshifters. There goes my alter ego. You know everyone that I know. We are all lonely drifters. There goes my alter ego. Sometimes I feel I'm slipping away. Sometimes I feel I'm slipping away. Sometimes you're on.
A lot of people in the studio today, which is just fine. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. That's track one off the new Sam Roberts Band record called Low Fantasy, and the track was called Shapeshifters. Before we perform live here in the studio, your record actually comes with a second disc. Mm-hmm. And is this like a limited edition, or this is what it is?
That is the deluxe edition, they call it.
Okay,
so that
cool.
One has a whole other disc of remixes. And Youth, as we were talking about, our producer who made this record with us, he's really involved in the electronic scene in the UK, and he sort of took a few liberties, which were very welcome in the end, and we'd be recording a song and he'd be remixing the song as sort of as we were making the rock and roll
wow.
version of it, he would make an electro version of it. So we got really into that part of the process. So we decided to make sort of the two things one.
It's awesome. I guess the first disc is more or less like an instant indie rock classic, and then the second disc is like a bunch of like dance jams, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Something for every occasion, so to speak.
Totally. So tonight at the Casbah you guys are playing, and then tomorrow at a place called The Church on York up in Highland Park near Los Angeles. But it's not just you on stage to kind of recreate the sound of the record. Who else is performing with you guys?
Well, there are four other members of the band, actually. So we have, a keyboard player, Eric Ferres, our bass player, James Hall, our Josh Traeger's our drummer, and we have a saxophone player, Chet Doxis.
Cool. It's all one big traveling circus.
It is yes. A circus indeed,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like fun. So what did you guys want to play first?
Well, we're going to play We're All In This Together, the acoustic version first.
All right, cool. If we could all kind of reposition the mics where they need to be, I have no idea where they need to be. Again, this
looks more or less all right.
Right. Sam Roberts Band live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Dress and rags, everybody waving these faded flags. Tongue tied to the fire inside, caught like a deer in a headlight. Mine, it isn't a lot. So why try to take more than I got? More, we only want more. It's not what we came for, not what we paid for. We're all in this together. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, don't stop. We're all. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, just go, go, go. Woo! Every night I free fall into a dream. Mirrored halls in the chrome machines. A phenomenon that goes on and on. Seeing it right, but you're doing it wrong. Slow down, you're going too fast now. Delicate dance, take your foot off the gas now. Don't try making it last now. Sooner or later, you'll think of the past. We're all in this together. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, don't stop. We're all in this together. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, don't stop. We may never be the same again. We may never be the same again. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, don't stop. We may never be the same again. We may never be the same again. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, just go, go, go. We are we are the angry apes. We don't want to look at no empty plates. We are the fire brigade. All we want to do is set the record straight. We are the first degree. We're the thief, we're the judge, we're the jury. We are the angry apes. Shaking fruit from the vine till there's nothing to take now. Phenomenon that goes on and on. Seeing it right, but you're doing it wrong. Tongue tied, a fire inside. Caught like a deer in the headlights. Slow down, you're going too fast now. Delicate dance, take your foot off the gas now. Don't try making it last now. Sooner or later, you're a thing of the past. We all in this together. Keep moving, don't stop. Keep moving, don't stop.
So happy you're here. And that just happened. We are KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We're all in this together, the exclusive KX93.5 version. That's what I'm calling it.
Absolutely.
Right, and I'm sticking with that. Again, Sam Roberts Band live in our Pearl Street studios. You guys are heading down south to the Casbah. Mm-hmm. You ever played there?
No, we haven't.
No. First time.
So looking forward to it.
Is there any venues that you are looking forward to as you box the United States this time around?
Well, this this new one up in L.A. tomorrow is sort of just opened, and they're sort of getting a name for themselves out there as well, so that's a great one to check out. Subterranean in Chicago is always...
The one in Minneapolis, too. I don't know if we've played out there before.
Turf, I think it's called.
Right, yeah. So there's a few of them, yeah, that we get to check out for the first time, and a few ones that we've been to, I think... In Seattle, we're playing the same place.
The Tractor.
We've had some good shows there, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
The only problem is going north again to the winter.
Yeah.
Because now we've had a taste of California living, and I don't want to go anywhere.
Tires on the bus, exactly.
Oh, man, it is beautiful here. It's unbelievable. You know, it's like a beach day today.
Yeah.
You know, the bands who come in who are like landlocked, like from Knoxville or whatever, they love hanging out in our studios. They want to spend the whole day down at the beach. It's great.
If we didn't have a gig, you'd have a hard time kicking us out of here today, for sure.
I know, right? Well, you guys are always welcome to come to our studios, maybe down the road, maybe a show for some of our listeners, a fundraising event for the radio station, and whatever you guys want to raise funds for. That could be a thing.
It'd be a pleasure.
Right on, man. Again, Sam Roberts Band playing tonight in San Diego, tomorrow in L.A., then they go all the way up the California coastline. Anything else to touch on to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Sam Roberts quite yet?
Well, no, again, please don't feel free. Don't hesitate to dig into this record, but also, the five or so other records we put out in the past. And
again, I'm sorry for being late to the game, man, but the new record is so good. Again, it's called Low Fantasy. It is available right now. Sam Roberts Band, and we're happy to play it on the air.
Thank you.
So thanks for everything.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for supporting the cause, man.
For sure. So what do you want to play next before we kind of wrap it up?
This is another one from the new record. It's called Never Enough.
All right.
You talk too much, you break too much. Some people say that you take too much. You move too much, you shake too much. And everyone saying you escape too much. But you can't stop, 'cause it's never enough, you're on top. But it's never enough, you take it all. 'Cause it's never enough, you break it all. But it's never enough. I must confess, can't settle for less. So take it all, 'cause it's never, oh, it's never enough. Could this be, could it be for real? Is this the best I'm ever gonna feel? It was under control, now you're forced to steal. Run or roll, now you're back on your heels. But you can't stop, 'cause it's never enough. You're on top, but it's never enough. You take it all, 'cause it's never enough. You break it all, but it's never enough. I must confess, can't settle for less. So take it all, 'cause it's never, oh, it's never. All the places we go, all the people we know, all the faces they show, but it's never enough. All the money in the world can't buy you a dream, and all the prayers in your heart may never make you clean. Instead of sitting there waiting for the bomb to drop, keep on looking under every rock and never, never stop. Can't stop, 'cause it's never enough. You're on top, but it's never enough. You take it all, 'cause it's never enough. You break it all, but it's never enough. I must confess, can't settle for less. So take it all, all the places we go, all the people we know, all the faces they show, but it's never enough. Oh, it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never. Oh, it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never. You know it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never.
Very cool. Sam Roberts Band live in our Pearl Street studios on KX93.5. So good, you guys. Before, again, thanks to Dave Nugent as well.
And happy, no problem.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day to you and to all out there.
Right? Enjoy the Jameson tonight.
I will. You'll see me ripping around beer. San Diego.
He's been speaking with an Irish lilt to his voice.
That's
all
not
day.
My fault. It just comes.
It just comes out.
It comes from my brethren.
What's the traditional garb again? The kilt?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yeah.
You should tinker with the idea of wearing that.
Maybe,
you know?
Huh?
Or maybe just tie like a,
a flannel shirt around my waist?
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That might be better in the rock bars that we go to tonight.
Yeah, you never know. Again, samrobertsband.com is the website. We're all about the new record called Low Fantasy. Quick thing, any advice you would give to an up-and-coming artist who would like to make music their full-time job?
Well, yeah, I think develop a thick skin as quickly as you possibly can so that you can hold on to the thing that motivates you, that drives you to play music right from the beginning. That becomes increasingly difficult the more you sort of bring in a professional element to what you do. You have to learn how to keep the music that you're making at the heart of what you do and every decision that you make. Mm-hmm. And that becomes more and more difficult as time goes on. So the sooner you develop... I think an independent mind and spirit behind what you do, the better.
Awesome. Good advice.
Hope it works.
Right, no kidding.
Good luck out there.
Again, tonight at the Casbah, tomorrow, the Church on York, a new venue up in Highland Park in Los Angeles. Sam Roberts Band, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the time on the road. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
You got it. KX93.5. KX93.5.